In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that.
Like, I'm 54 years old right now. Like that. I mean, it just flew by. You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, you know, there is no tomorrow from Rocky III.
Tomorrow. There's no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
75 years. That's how much time you get if you're lucky. 75 years. 75 winters, 75 springtimes, 75 summers, and 75 autumns. When you look at it like that, it's not a lot of time, is it? Don't waste them. Get your head out of the rat race and forget about the superficial things that preoccupy your existence and get back to what's important now.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now, see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish, you can change your whole life.
Incremental changes over the long haul, and the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees, over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. The next 10 months are going to go by whether somebody is working to make change or whether they're not. And they may think, you know, oh my God, I'm so far overweight, I'll never get it under control, or I'm so behind in my bills, or I'm so, just depressed, or everything is so out of control. Well, you know what? You make those incremental changes, and then, you know, pretty soon in December, you go, hey, I'm way better off than I was at the end of February. So, shit, you made little changes, and they all added up. And if you don't, by the end of the year, you're just in deeper. So every little bit matters.
Write down what you're trying to get done. Write down what you need to get done on a long-term basis and what you need to get done on a short-term basis. And write off a checklist. Force yourself. Be accountable.
Yeah, the difference between a dream and a goal is a timeline and accountability.
Yeah, accountability is gigantic.
You got to have somebody, whether it's yourself or a friend or somebody, that's going to say, look, did you do what you said you were going to do by this time? And if you don't, hold your feet to the fire. Because, I mean, just sitting around dreaming, someday, you know what I mean? Someday I'm going to get a different job. Someday I'm going to change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week. You know, there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look on your calendar. Someday's not on that. I'm going to take this small step by here, this small step by there, this small step by there. And then pretty soon, you know, we don't leap tall buildings in a single bound. We take it a floor at a time.
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're going to always feel like they're not far enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. Look, winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in, all right? 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand that. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having a free and happy and easy and go lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners, they're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight. And so if you're a high driven, ambitious individual and you're looking around and you think everybody else is like living their free and easy life, that's because that's what they're showing you on the internet. But I can assure you that anybody who's built anything real, anybody who's built anything significant, all right, these people live in a constant state of frustration and aggravation because they're so driven and they go so hard and they're so impatient that it actually wills the result into reality. All right. There's no high level competitor that exists in the world out here that doesn't feel that way.
You've really got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. And you must get serious about two very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions to ask. And for that all to work out like you want it to for the next 5 or 10 years, in my personal opinion, you've got to get serious. Then you have to get serious about another important subject. And that important subject is called personal development. Personal development is striving hard to become the kind of person that you want to be. And to become the kind of person you want to be, you've got to work at it. 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who? What are you becoming? And if you go to work on it now, sure enough, in a very short period of time, you can take on a new direction to become the kind of person you want to be.
This restaurant got full of cockroaches and rodents and everything else. And I sat there and said, this is my life. I said, this is my life. You are exactly who. This is it. And I said, this ain't going to be it for me. So in that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. And I was basically, I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, pause, if I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that fucking makes sense. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to beat, and that's me.
If your life was a movie and it started now, what would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. You can do it. Anyone can do it. We live in unique times. We live in one of the rarest times in human history where you can choose almost all the input that comes your way. Whether it's the movies that you watch, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, you can choose to be inspired.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. Life. Embrace the journey and the process of life. You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development.
You got to do something to get control of your brain, of your mind. You got to check yourself. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you set an alarm every 45 minutes so you can audit your thoughts, so you can audit what is influencing you, so you can control what's influencing you. Control the things you think about. You can actually control how you feel. You can control what you think, and you can definitely control what you do. Do not be a slave to influence. You got to be the master of your mind. You got to control your mind. You got to exercise mind control. That means you got to pay attention and be aware all day. That's what you got to do. So go execute.
There comes a day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average and shit just burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it.
It's a brutal journey every day, and everybody goes, well, are you happy? If anybody knows my life story, and I'll try to give you just a snippet of it, where I'm at today is in front of Joe Rogan telling you my life. To get through where I became, to get through where I'm at now, there's nothing but pride I have for myself that I can't really show people. Because I have this face that they see, like, are you happy? What's wrong with you? I'm driven. I'm obsessed.
Mediocrity feels so f***ing good. So we love surrounding ourselves with mediocre people that give us the get out jail free card. Whenever life gets hard for us, they tell us it's okay. Don't worry about it.
I decided to make a change in my life. And I called the recruiter up and he asked me these questions. He had to meet a certain age, like a certain height and weight limit. I was 6'1" and 300 pounds. He laughed at me. Seven other recruiters laughed at me. One recruiter finally said, come on in, I'm too busy to talk to you on the phone. He didn't know how much I weighed. I walked in the recruiter's office and he looked at me and he said, you're fat and you're black. Because I said I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. I didn't know there had only been 35 African-American Navy SEALs at that time in over 70 years. He said, I basically had to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months because of my age. I was getting too old. I came back 3 months later, 106 pounds lighter. Thank you.
You want to be great? You want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do? You could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got to doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What's wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't, because I'm in the right fucking spot.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers.
If you love this game, I mean love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face.
I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession is going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Now I was in the military. We go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I started taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on fucking running. I wish for fucking rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. Your missus says stay in bed. It's comfy. It's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucking purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss.
It's nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't fucking do it.
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
When all of that noise is gone, it's quiet, and it's you against you, and now all those endorphins are gone, and I promise you made by getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now.
Motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
There's no fucking passion. There's no fucking motivation. There's no, oh my God, man. It's every day of your life just doing.
Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like, every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
Bro, you gotta Stop. You got to stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. F***ing something.
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
Those I can't catch a break guys?
Yeah.
Get them the f*** away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like, I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges.
I had two options. To either be that 300-pound guy who sprayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month. And at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became. Or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not the next month. But only one thing is true. I will be champion one day, I promise.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. When people copy, they copy the wrong stuff because they don't know why it worked to begin with. And when it breaks, they don't know how to fix it because they didn't build it. So don't sweat it. Copycats will always be behind.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way.
I'm European champion, so I'm not one of the bottle. I think I'm a special one.
There's no life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it. And do it, and do it, and do it. That's the hack.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares. Mm. Without you or with you, there is always going to be champions. Mm. With your name, this is your choice. Yeah. You want to put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply. It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.